I got that's what I always say to the phonies, save it for the pod.
Yes, and we're doing it right now. Welcome, everyone. This is More Than Meets These Guys. We have a new guy with us this week. I don't know if you know, I'm introducing Ed.
Don't even start with that.
We know Jehu. So yeah, Ed, he's not a fan of Transformers per se, but he gets into it. He likes robots and sci-fi. So I decided, man, let's check it out, see if he likes the stuff. How are you, Ed?
I'm doing well. I had a little hell break, and my apologies for like a little break turns into a long break, and yeah, I mean it was fine, you know. I mean, I had things going on, and then it was just like my kids being in the last bit of school, like I don't know how many of our listeners are parents, but the end of the school year is the most taxing time on like ever. It's ridiculous how much stuff is going on during the last couple of months of school.
I'm generally asking the kids, please just make it to the next grade, just pass. And that doesn't go for just for mine. It doesn't go just for my stepchild, who essentially is my child now. It goes for both of them. I don't care how you do it. I don't care if you beg, borrow, and plead, pass. Because once you're done with that, thank God we can all relax a little more. So yeah, I get you completely. Cats easy to deal with, kids not so much.
And I will say a good storytelling device, beard growth to show the passage of time.
I grew one and cut it. I was like out here and I cut it. So yeah, passage of time.
I think I also have significantly more tattoos than the last time that we did a show. That I have like full sleeves now. Like the last time, I don't think that I had anything on my forearms last time.
Yeah, I stopped cutting my hair, so there's that too. But I'm trying that whole thing out now. The wife's pretty happy about it, so that's nice. Always a plus.
Nice. Yeah. Jehu, what have you been doing, Jehu? What's been going on with you? I know your other podcast is back now. So that
my other podcast is back sporadically. Nips had a kid, and it's gotten to the point where he can do things sometimes, but still not all the time. So we've done a few episodes. They've been real fun. But my podcasting mic was dusty. So,
I'm glad to be here. Yeah, I'm one of the half dozen people listening to you every time you come on. So I was really happy. Y'all made joke like no one listens to you. So I had to say, but I was excited to see the real phonies back also, because I get into that. It's just like I like this podcast. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have a few dudes sitting around talking about nerd stuff and what they've been doing and why they're here.
Right. Well, I should say we joke about no one listening to us, but about as many people listen to us as we try to make listen to us. You know what I'm saying? I have a friend who just started a podcast called Haunted Halls. It's like an RPG podcast and stuff, and they're like trying, and I'm so impressed by that, because the phonies like we haven't tried for years. I think it's just an excuse to still be friends.
Oh yeah, totally.
That's fine though. I mean, when Evan and I are going full bore on this show, then I mean we talk more than the last like year or two that you lived in town.
Yeah, totally.
And that's cool. And that's awesome. It's easy to kind of lose track of the people, like especially when you move away and whatnot.
Exactly. We don't have any friends here, so I gotta live vicariously through friends, like through social media or whatever. Sorry, why my mainline tea here. I was falling asleep a little while ago. Yeah, so we are here for a really particular reason. The robots we like to call Transformers, and I use your word, Ed, because I want to pay homage to your love of the Transformers.
That's how my grandparents would say the word robot. Like we've talked about robot on this show before. The three of us have talked about the pronunciation of robot.
Well, we talked about it. I didn't know why you did it though.
My grandparents said that. That's a very old person way to say. Yeah. And it's like when you like your aunt would ask you how if you're having fun with your Nintendo.
Right.
It's the same energy as that.
It's also the same energy of pluralizing chain stores, Walmarts, Kmarts, Winn-Dixies.
The Winn-Dixies.
I'm going to the Winn-Dixies. You're only going to one of them, but for some reason you pluralize.
God.
I'll defend that though, because I'm gonna say that there are times where I get very irritated going to the Winn-Dixies and also the Publixes, because I can't find something, or that they've moved it, or there's something that you buy so seldom that you don't know where it is. You know, like, or you would think that it would be in one place. Logically, it would be here. And I had this thing where, like before I bought like an Eternal coffee filter. I drink a lot of coffee. I'm a massive fan of. I love coffee. Like that's my second favorite liquid.
PBR the first.
I don't drink PBR. It gives me gas.
Oh, because it's beer.
Oh, I like beer, but PBR in particular
Sapporo.
gives me bad gas. Anyway, look, I don't have time to talk about that right now. What I'm
Mm-hmm.
talking about is I got one of those Eternal coffee filters, one of those like forever coffee filters, the vinyl
Right.
ones or whatever.
Got one
And,
myself then.
but before I had those, you buy coffee. How often do you buy coffee filters? Like once every few months, right? For some reason, I would always look for them at Target, and I'm like, they have to be right here. They have to be with the coffee, and they're not at Target. They're not there, and it drove me insane. Like I was just getting like physically mad about it. And I had a small child at the time, and I'm like, I'm gonna act the fool in here if I keep buying coffee filters from Target, because I can't function like with however it's organized in here. So
Now,
I do think there is an organized effort for you not to be able to buy everything in one place.
oh yeah, there
Oh
is.
I think there must be some one hand washes the other between the various chains and whatnot, to be like, okay, we'll have this one thing not here, so this person in that demographic has to go to the Winn-Dixies instead.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. And I'll tell you this: go to the Winn-Dixie's right now and get Bisquick. Go buy some Bisquick at Winn-Dixie.
Baking aisle.
No, it's not.
It should be.
Nope.
Okay,
So you're
hold
like,
on. I was about to do this. Let me say, hold on.
so
So,
so th so then you're like, so then you're like,
actually, it's a
okay, but it's
perimeter. The perimeter
what?
building of a store, and you may force you to go to different perimeters. Oh, you need meat, you got to go back here. But when you need spices, you go back here. Yeah, it's a classic thing that they do that.
But the thing is that Winn-Dixie doesn't like, okay, it should be in baking stuff with flour. It's not there. So you're like, maybe because there's a dedicated pancake section. There's a suite of pancakes products, right? With the syrup and everything. That's for the breakfast, where the cereal and the like the instant breakfast and coffee is, right? It's not there either. They just don't have it. And it's not that there's not that they're out of it. And there's like, because there should be a slot for it. Man, I went insane Saturday trying to buy Bisquick.
I will
Anyway.
go right now to the Kroger and find some in 2 seconds.
I don't have a Kroger here.
Well, that's your problem.
I don't know.
Not
I
my
gotta go to.
problem. It's a you problem, not a me problem.
When I was a kid, though, Kroger had a. They always had a tank full of lobsters, and I thought that was real cool.
I hadn't seen a tank full of lobsters in a long time.
Me either. I thought it was real cool and real kind of heavy metal. But I'd tell you what else is kind of metal, though, is the title War Dawn. Have not missed
Hey, and you
the
know
transition.
what? Kind of topical. We're at the dawn of World
I
War III. Kind of
unfortunately,
a lot.
yes.
Kind of a lot.
Yeah, and
Yeah,
not
I
as
thought about
cool.
that. Yeah, I thought about that a lot when I was watching this, because a lot of things kept coming up, and we'll touch on some of this dialogue that is very, very relevant
Topical, yes.
to current events. Real world factors crept in to
Sorry, I didn't get the full intro because it's been so long. I gotta find the full intro now.
the.
Oh
That's
man,
right.
you know what? I feel bad that I stepped on that, because this was a good, you have real world stuff going on right now, and I kind of stepped on the punchline, so I apologize.
Hey, we're three elder nerds. We're gonna step in each other's thing. Think we're smarter than the next. We're gonna say a better line than the next one. That's just how that works. You stand in a group of elder nerds who are like, oh, but yeah, but they step into each other. It's completely acceptable here.
So, is this the most heavy metal title for an episode we've had so far?
I mean, besides Heavy Metal War?
See, I think that's
Yeah,
too on
Heavy
the
Metal
nose.
War has to win.
I think that's too on the nose, though. Okay, I wouldn't call an album Heavy Metal War. Well, I don't know. If I was in Sepultura, I might. I don't
Actually, I'm gonna go with the most metal title, Transport to Oblivion.
That's a good one.
I thought. See, I thought about that one, and I thought that that's like, man, that seems like a prog album. Like I could see like
See,
I could see
yeah.
like Dream Theater making that album.
I see. I was
Or the
thinking more
sword.
like stoner metal.
I can see that. I can see that
Yeah.
also. Mono Lord maybe would that weird thing where they just play a phase pedal through the entire album,
I mean,
and that's
Ultimate
cool.
Doom. Ultimate Doom's pretty good too. I
Ultimate
gotta.
Doom is pretty, yeah. Ultimate's
Yeah. But
pretty
that's
cool.
also very heavy-handed. How
City of
about
Steel? City of
City of
Steel's almost
Steel's a
like a
good
Halloween
one.
album. Like that's but there's Countdown to Extinction, which is actually a Megadeth album, but on the
Yeah.
downside, it's a
It's
Megadeth album.
terrible.
So I don't know if it's
It's Dave
bad.
Mustaine.
Right.
Yeah, man, I'm looking at the titles and that's I don't know, man. The God Gambit, though, I do love that one.
God
That
Gambit.
one, yeah.
That one could go in a lot of genres, though.
Quest for
That could be
Survival.
prog rock. That could be a Radiohead record. That could be.
I could see that as a Radiohead record. Oh my God. Yeah, that makes
Yeah.
sense.
That could be
Yeah.
a Christian rock record.
Is God
You could
real?
do some
Let's
praise
find
hands
out.
for that one.
Like DC
Yeah.
Talk gonna start gonna come out with it.
Okay, well, and this yeah, honestly, this is a good episode. I'm really glad we finally got back to it. I gotta tell you, I wrote notes for this episode way back before your sabbatical. I don't even know when they like the internet ate my notes. So
Really?
I'm gonna wing it now.
Okay.
Well, I talked earlier about being excited to be on this one because it has wonky continuity, but I was thinking of a different episode. As you know,
Oh.
G1 Transformer episodes go, this one's kind of solid.
It is, and it uses, like we were talking earlier over text about Transformers 1. And it reuses a lot of the same names and a lot of the same characters, but going about it a different way.
Right.
Oh man, I don't know. There's also, I gotta go back to our episode title names. Two in season three, The Killing Jar and Dark Awakening. Those are
Dark
both.
Awakening's pretty good.
Dark Awakening's
Yeah.
pretty good.
Dark Awakening.
But that also sounds like something from like the title of like a Warhammer book.
Well, yeah, it sounds like a WoW expansion.
It
WoW, The
does sound
Dark
like a
Awakening. Yes.
World of Warcraft thing, doesn't it?
The
So.
Killing Jar could be like a post-punk thing too. Like
Oh yeah.
Bauhaus could do the Killing Jar.
Yeah,
I'm surprised
it's
they
pretty
haven't.
close to just Killing Joke, which is
Right. Yeah,
yeah.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm gonna steal every one of these things and go noodle a bunch of songs when we're done here. So.
Man, let's do a concept record of just Transformer episode titles.
That would rule. I would, yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, I would love that.
But you have to do it in the style of the 1986 movie soundtrack.
Well, that's great because that's
Yeah.
heavy as Smurf.
That is so good. Thank you for keeping this family friendly.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
But yeah,
man.
so this is a David Wise episode and another David Wise episode. I feel
You're
like
at some
this
good ones.
there's been a stretch of David Wise episodes and they're all pretty good. This one we start out with the three classic jets with the three seekers, and so I'm immediately like, oh, okay, this is good. This is I'm some of my favorite characters. I'm very good. I'm very here for this. But then we get the aerial bots chasing them. I don't know, man. I don't know about these aerial bots. However, apparently we get no plot out of the gate. The only thing we get is that apparently, and this gets dropped very quickly.
Literally.
Apparently, the Decepticon jets have kidnapped a bunch of world leaders. Half
They
the world's leaders, they said. Half the world's leaders. And the
like
aerial
around
bots, one of the aerial
the
bots is like, I don't care if they get killed.
right.
Like, you don't care if half the world's politicians get killed. Buddy, text me now. Text me, right? Let's talk, man. Let's.
I should say in one of my previous appearances, I questioned the aerial bots, right to exist. But this is real good use of them in this episode. We
Oh
get a
yeah.
dogfight,
Yeah.
and I really like that the vibe where they've haven't been around it long. They're
Yep.
not that good at being Autobots. Like they're kind of like, hey, what's with all this being good and doing nice things crap? I kind of
You
love that.
punks.
And the fact that one of them's like, well, just let them drop those guys.
Yeah.
Also, I want to see the part one of this episode of why they only got half of them.
Why did they get? What were they going to do with them? Why did they want them in the first place? I don't even, like. There's a whole exactly. There's a whole episode that's just in limbo right there, which is which
What
it,
did they
like.
want from them? What were they going to do with them? Why were they only able to get half? Because nobody sets out to steal half of anything.
Yeah, this is all G7. So only countries that get together and get along. Okay, they're like, we're gonna take them. The other one's like, thank God we got kicked out of that. And so yeah, and they have half the world leaders going.
Well, also, they say they got half the world's leaders, and then you see them falling out of the sky in a minute, and it's like 10 dudes fall, and like there's only 20 countries in Transformers Earth. Or
Did you count how many fell out and how many landed on the jets? Spoiler, they land on a supersonic jet and another jet and are fine. I think more fell out than got caught. I think
man.
you might be right. I didn't go back to count, but
Do you
it's
think
pretty bad.
the president of Carbamia was there? Do you think
No, because he's
he
still
was
there.
important
The
enough to be
king
in this?
of Carbamia, you little dude. Don't
The
disrespect the
Sultan?
king of Carbamia.
Is he the king? Do they have a king? They're a monarch?
Probably the Shah of Carbamia. I don't know, man.
Shah.
It's very bad. It's very stereotypical. It probably is that.
You're probably right. An Ayatollah or something like
Oh,
that.
yeah.
Boy,
God.
is that relevant to what's going on right now?
Very relevant.
But we get a really cool dogfight here. This is actually really cool. As an airplane nerd, I almost went down the path of madness and was like, well, actually, the Seekers are F-15s and they had the aerial bot. And I'm like, you know what? Who cares? It looked really cool and I was
Right.
really into it.
Yeah, man. Once a
It was
Harrier
good.
jet.
It was good.
I mean, there was a part of me that was like, how is the Concorde going to be in a dogfight? But
He's the
these, you
slowest Concorde, by the
know,
way.
I thought of that. I thought of that also. But then again, it's one of those things where they use that as a disguise. They're still armed. They're
Right.
all still warriors, you know. And like,
Right.
even though that, like, that one dude is a Harrier, which would just get shredded by an actual like attack plane.
Oh
Or an
yeah.
actual fighter, you know, it's like, that's just the mode he chooses. It's like how he dresses, you know, like you can wear like cut off jean shorts and a tank top, and you can still fight dudes, you know. I mean, you don't have to wear boxing trunks to
Maybe that's
fight.
why he's such a punk.
I mean,
It's
that's the
bad.
thing, because the other guys, I think the reason that they are so rebellious and so like, man, we don't care about this Autobot crap, is because Silverbolt is such a dud. He is
Is
such a nerd.
terrible. He is, and as an airplane nerd recently, and even unrelated to this, like a week ago, I got really into studying the Concorde, and the Concorde was awesome. That's an amazing plane, and like that should be a cool. That should be like a continental French guy. It is. It
100%. He should
should be
have
a
a
smooth
French
operator.
accent. He should have a really offensive French accent.
Oh yeah, he should be like Pepe Le Pew in there with that beard. That'd be great.
Right.
How cool would that be?
Yeah, I agree.
I actually randomly pulled Firefly out of a G2 Firefly out of a box. And you had to know he was Firefly because they wrote his name on the G2 ones. They love doing that in the G2, and they also like he's number three. So I guess if you got a jet during the Generation 2 line, you're like, wait, how many are there? There's five. So they actually numbered them for you so you wouldn't forget. But you know what? Solid jet. Honestly, I gotta say, I really didn't like Spyrion as a toy, but the jets are pretty solid.
I agree. That reminds me, and I don't know, is it kosher to plug your show in the middle of your show? But
Sure.
I watched the Roadbuster video last
Oh
night.
yeah, the little 5-minute video.
Yeah, I loved it. It was like ARSM for nerds. I loved it.
Gonna do more of those, man. I'm not gonna get it right now, but yeah, like I had this Roadbuster I rebuilt like from parts essentially over a long period of time, and he sat up there on the shelf. One day I touched an arm and it goes thunk. I'm like, what the hell? And I go and pick it up, and someone has super glued it so nicely until the time when I had to complete it. I'm like, it's there. This thing that I've completely no. And so I'm like, I'm gonna find another junk one, and I did, and I took it apart, and I'm gonna make a video of this. And then I, but it was late at night, and I don't want anyone to know what I was doing. So I'm like, yeah. So anyway, you take it apart here, you use this, and I'm like, don't know, like I could like tell you how to sleep, like when you're sleeping, think about you can take apart Bumblebee and reassemble him. Now that it totally ended up like that by accident, because I was just more like YOLOing the whole thing, and it actually ended up working. So
It's funny because when I clicked on it, I didn't even know what it was. I thought it was one of your guys' UK videos. And something from the title made me think that you were going to be anti-Roadbuster. And
Fixing it
Roadbuster was
forever.
a favorite of mine from a kid. So I was ready to come in hot today. But I didn't have to.
Fixed him for good. One of those
Oh,
Bandai models.
that's
Love
cool.
it. Yeah.
Oh.
You got the little antenna on the back. Yeah, he's one of the ones there's I only am missing like a couple pieces of that guy, and they're ridiculous. So I'm not gonna do it. I'm just gonna like happy with what I have. There's a little viewfinder that goes on his gun, and people charge like $80 with a tiny little piece of plastic. I'm like, no, dude, I'm good.
No,
I'm trying to get
I'm
3D
without
print
it.
that. Yeah.
That's one of those things like all the little weird parts to the Millennium Falcon that are worth
Oh,
like
yeah.
silly, like the little ball that everybody just lost and then replaced with like a bead. Yeah, like but yeah, yeah,
I
actually I
appreciate you
think about
watching.
it. What's up?
No, I was gonna say I appreciate you watching, Dave.
No, no problem. I like I said, I enjoyed it.
I'm like, when you need to go to sleep, it's a 5-minute video. Get you some melatonin and watch.
So, are you going to do more of those? Because
Oh yeah, totally.
it is very,
I'm gonna go over
yeah.
how do you brighten whiten old figures and that kind of stuff.
Why don't you brighten whiten my Super Valkyrie?
I will
Yellow.
as long as I
Make
get
it
to keep
very
it.
yellow.
I'll keep it and we'll do that. But yeah, I did on several. I'm going to have to use a lot of pictures in some of the videos coming up and explain how I did it and stuff like that. There's been a lot of trial and error, but it's been kind of cool because some of the ones I've had, were like almost impossible to get again. Like, if they're like $1,000 on a box now. So I'm like, I'm not going to get another one of these guys. I'm going to make it white again. So here we are.
Right on.
And they're like, they're not good toys either. They're just hard to
Right.
find. Yeah, that's the joy of collecting 40-year-old toys.
So we get a cut back to the Ark and Optimus Prime, and it was a Wheeljack, or there's some strange readings coming through on the computer, and a Wheeljack just kind of freaks out and is look at this energy readings. And this was pretty a good delivery. But Megatron just throws a fit, and he's angry because the aerial bots exist. He's just mad.
His air supremacy is in danger.
So, they've lost air supremacy. Again, we're back to real world factors in the current day and age, in June of 2025. So he decides he's gonna go. He wants to go to Cybertron to kill the aerial bots.
Well, he wants to go to Cybertron to go to the past to steal Energon
To
and
steal
bring
in
it to the future.
So then we
And
have yeah.
the thing is, they use all three time travel logics in this episode.
Oh
Like that one is Marvel Comics time
yeah.
travel logic. It is you can go to the past, you can do something, and it won't affect the future because it'll make in a separate timeline.
Right.
Right. But we will encounter the other two logics later on. So I don't know which one wins out as the real one in Transformers lore here.
That's a
So,
great question.
but the first thing that I thought of in this is, as a little side thing, in Warhammer 40,000, there are space orcs, right? And
Right.
space orcs are essentially they're the least serious thing in the game. They're basically these Cockney accented, like Mad Max soccer hooligans, and I'm totally here for it. They have a character that was created in the 80s named after Margaret Thatcher, named Mag-Urk That character survives to this day. That's it's still a playable character in the game. Anyway, there's a story about a group of orcs that they do something to their ship, and they accidentally go to the past like 10,000 years or something like that. So, but the leader of these orcs figures out that he's in his own past, and so he's like, oh, well, like I'm alive in this past, so he decides that he's gonna go kill himself in the past to so he, because in the past he has a favorite gun and he wants to go steal, he wants a second copy of his favorite gun, so he kills himself in the past so he can have two of his favorite gun.
That doesn't
And
work though. That's what we call a paradox, right? Am I right here?
I mean, if well, it's an orc, so it just works. And it's hilarious. So I don't know that there's really anything. I don't think that you can really bring logic into it because it's orc logic. So yeah.
I love that. The fact that orcs, the longer they live, the bigger they become. Is that what they do? Are they the ones,
Well,
or is that
yeah. Well, they also have a thing where they're
they're fungus, right?
what's that? They're a fungus, but they're also latently psychic. To the but the way that it manifests is that they have like a collective like psychic thing where. If orc society believes something, then it's true. And in orc society, red cars go faster. So it, literally in the tabletop game, if you paint your cars or motorcycles red, they get to move an extra inch when you do your movement phase. So yeah, orcs rule. Anyway, sorry about sorry for that. Sorry for that. Sorry for that tangent. His name is Grizzguts, by the way, is the name of that
Okay.
main
All right. I'll look them up.
character. Yeah.
So they go to Cybertron. They take Omega Supreme to Cybertron. And what one thing you can always count on with Omega Supreme, he's going to be out of fuel when he gets anywhere.
100%.
Go ahead and shut down so you're conserving fuel. Well, he's on the empty. We'll find you
Yeah,
some
he's like
new.
your friend in high school that had like a hoopty that had like a he had like a 73 Plymouth Fury and like he got like 4 miles a gallon, but he drove everywhere because it was bigger than everything else.
Yep. And
Well,
look.
but he's also like your friend in high school who spectacularly won one fight and then just keeps making excuses to never get in another fight again. So you don't see that he's not actually tough.
Yeah,
He
that
just
can take
like
that.
got lucky in that one fight. He's
Right.
like, that's it. I'm retiring as the champ. I'm good.
Yeah, so they well, you just power down. We're gonna go check this out. And so they go look up. They've got Wheeljack and the aerial bots, and Optimus is there, and they're all trying to go find out where this weird energy is coming from. I was about to give away the name of it. And they come across it. It's just like this huge room where there's like sci-fi stuff going on. And
It's
yeah, I
sci-fi
mean
stuff going on.
it's like no, it's like sci-fi stuff. It's like a Star Trek, the original series. It's like there's buttons and knobs and clicks and things going on.
Right.
Doesn't really mean anything. They use like jargon, like the like sci-fi jargon to explain what's happening. They call it like the Chrona,
Chronosphere.
as they call it, the Chronosphere.
Chronosphere,
Okay,
yeah.
because that makes sense.
And did you guys notice that the Chrono thing? They must have been making Transformers the movie at the same time because it looks just like the Quintessons ship.
Oh yeah, totally. They were making, that was one of the things about, you can get into more of the 86 movie. They were making the 86 movie for most of season two. That's why
Right.
there's only Devastator in the movie. Spoiler.
Right. Right.
So yeah, that's why it's like that. So, and it's the whole timing with that is all jacked up. That is a different conversation for a different episode.
Right.
People are still going like these, we call them kind of people who come back into the hobby after like having kids, getting divorced, and like, I don't want to go back to my toys. And they say like, what happened? Why is this like this? Okay, guys, I'll explain it to you. We've been here the whole time, so we'll explain it to you. But it doesn't really matter because it looks cool.
Yeah, I agree totally.
The Quintesson ship is ostensibly a cool design. It's organically metal.
Yeah, totally. It looks like a crazy mushroom as a spaceship.
Oh yeah, actually, I've got it more of an idea of what it actually is. And this is gonna make no sense to you right now. Maybe later. Is it's a the egg sac of a skate, like a shark related ray. The corkscrew design. Yeah. So I never got that. You think of the Sharkticons and the.
Oh,
It all
that's
makes
solid.
sense.
What?
Okay, we'll get into that later. Don't worry. You got to make it through
We'll
the
get there,
movie.
Ed. The
Season two,
Sharktacons?
dude, it rules.
All
I
right,
think it's
swear
through.
it rules, Ed.
We got to make it through season two,
I
and
don't
we
know,
will
man.
get have a party watching this movie because I want to see
Okay.
reaction because it still is a banger to this day.
All right. I'll
All
take a
right,
look
back on the
on the dark
episode.
one. So, yeah. So, like, so the Aerobots decide that they're like, man, this Megatron guy, maybe he's got something good to say. Maybe he's
We should
like watching
listen to
some.
him.
It's like, what's that?
So maybe we should listen to what he's got to say.
Yeah, it's like a 17-year-old boy hearing Tim Pool for the first time.
Or
So,
indicate, yeah. It's
or
a,
in a date, right?
yeah. He makes a lot of good points. No, he doesn't, dude. Just stop.
I've tried to keep all my politics out of this show, but I'm just going mask off, man. I don't care.
I mean, come on. Like we've never really been. We never hid the fact that we don't like misogynistic jerk people who traffic girls across countries.
Yeah.
And I think you can get loose at the dawn of World War III.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you may as we may as well. We may
Well,
as
let's
well.
do it, man.
So Starscream is like giving the Aerobots the sell on joining up with the Decepticons, and
Hey,
he says that
fellas.
they're a swell bunch and they have fun.
I love hearing Starscream go, hey, buddy.
He 100% does the I'm lying tone, and I love it.
He's doing a Joe Isuzu. It's like,
He probably does. So
you're gonna love it. It's fantastic.
this is the Transformers equivalent of like when you apply for a tech job and they're like, we're a family here and you're gonna be a rock star employee. And I'm like, oh, you don't pay anything and you're gonna work me to death is what's going on here.
We have so much fun here. We have a gym.
We'll give you one of those bouncy yoga balls to sit on because we're that cool.
We have vending machines. You don't have to put any money in.
Well,
Awesome.
that's good because you're not giving me any.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, peanut butter crackers. Enjoy. Yeah, and so he's doing the whole like, yeah, buddy, come on over. We'll explain things to you. And that's kind of when the whole plan is hatched. You know, they get thrown into the time stream. And the coolest part of this is, and they're not trying to send them to a different part in time. They're just sending them to the beginning of time, so I don't have to deal with them anymore. There has to be a much easier way to get rid of five Transformers than sending them to the dawn of time.
Like 100%, Megatron just bails on his original plan, and I'm just going to use this machine to kill these five guys who kind of annoy me.
This is the third plot of the episode. The goal of the bad guy has changed. This is the third iteration of the plot of the episode.
I will say they make the absolute correct noise for being thrown into a time tunnel. They go, ah!
I would probably
That's
sound
what you do when you're thrown into a time tunnel.
that way. Time
Oh,
tunnel
man.
going to the beginning of time, no less.
But
But
only 9 million years, though.
the beauty of this is, though, that what is Optimus Prime's his
I love
solution
this. Yes.
blowed up.
Right. He was like, the only way to stop them from going to the end of the time is to destroy the time machine. Like, I feel like Wheeljack or Ratchet one should have spoke up and was like, hey man, we could probably unplug it. Like the guys who know how things work, he brought the nerd squad with him. One
He
of them should
did.
have said, hey, we can just turn it off. There's a switch somewhere.
He brought the metal nerd squad. He brought Wheeljack, who might blow something up. He might make the best thing ever. You don't know. Find out.
Wheeljack is 100% a mad scientist.
Oh
And
yeah.
I've watched Transformers stuff for, 40 plus years now. And I just noticed today that for some reason, Wheeljack stands like an old-timey prospector.
Oh
He
yeah.
stands like Gabby Hayes. He has this like bow-legged stance he
Yeah, he
does.
does.
And
He totally does.
once I noticed in this one, I was like, oh, he always does that. Why does he do that?
The
What does that add
first
to his
episode when they
character?
do the whole like count, the sound off of each character, he's sitting there squatting like this, like, come on. Same
Right.
thing.
Yeah.
He stands like that all the time.
Is he trying to look like a jack? You know how there's those jacks that are like the quadrant ones, not the like cylinder? Like I think maybe
Maybe.
that's what he's trying to
Well, he's definitely stable.
Maybe he's like a Russian gangster. Maybe he's gonna get the spot.
Yeah, the so yeah, they could have honestly, they could have like fought the Decepticons and say, Wheeljack, reverse it. No, we're just gonna blow it up.
Don't destroy it.
Wheeljack,
You
our
might
tech guy, just go look at the controls.
I mean, you might need it later on. Like maybe blowing it up isn't
You're
the
like,
best, isn't the best, thing or whatever,
I would have
like.
loved one of those fan-made things like, gee, Optimus, can't we just turn it off and turn it back on again? That would have been like a better solution to blowing it up.
Right.
So here we are.
And man, Wheeljack is a really good sport.
Yeah.
Because when they blow it up and Optimus Prime's like, okay, now put it back together. He's just
Ah.
like, okay, I guess I can do that.
No, the best part is he's like, I might have some spare parts laying around here. I can put it together. Like, dude, get better than spare parts laying on the ground. This is our buddies back in like 9 million years ago.
Like you're
Try a
on
little harder.
you're on the like the cradle of technology. You're on
Yeah.
Cybertron. Of course, there's spare parts laying around. The whole planet is spare parts. Like
Dig
it's
into
we're
the
all the way
floor.
down to the core.
There's random pipes and wires and conduits everywhere. Just pull some out.
Many conduits. So we meet this guy, this cool guy comes out. Orion Pax
Hey
comes out. Hey,
guys.
how's it going? I'm Orion Pax. So like at first I was like, have we seen this guy before? But really, it was the fact that he has like molded on hair, like metal hair, and it reminded me of Jocasta from Marvel Comics.
Yeah,
Oh, right on.
totally.
Yeah. Running out a lot
Same
of that.
shape and everything.
Yeah, it kind of was, but then I realized it was kind of going for like a cool guy hair helmet, like he was trying to look like Frankie Avalon from
Well,
all those beach movies.
I mean, the thing is, these guys are all like, hey, we work on the docks, forget about it. So Frankie Avalon kind of fits.
These guys are like, and it's in the past. So these are like greasers. These are like
They're
like,
greasers,
they
yeah.
are. We work on the
I've
dock.
got
Yeah,
my best
I see.
girl here and my pal.
Don't talk to her. She's my girl.
Right,
Yeah,
exactly.
this one got territorial quick,
We're gonna
man.
hang out with the T-Birds later.
Right.
Honestly though, why do they draw his lips like he's like a very luscious, young robot lips? Like that's disturbing as hell.
He definitely has
Yes.
man-kissable
He
lips.
does. I just like I don't like this. I'm feeling real uncomfortable here.
Now, you might know this better than me, but I'm correct that this was originally the original Ultra Magnus design, right?
Which one? Orion Pax?
Orion Pact was the original design for the '86 movie for Ultra Magnus before they started to
Hmm.
import the whatever Armored Convoy or whatever Ultra Magnus is really based on.
I have to look at that. There's a lot of designs. Wait, I'll have to look at that. I'm not entirely sure, but I will say this real quick. You've seen the original designs of the Junkions, right?
Right. Yeah.
Panzer helmets, they're awesome.
What?
Yeah, you'll get there. Hey, this is an
What?
incentive. Get through season two. We'll talk.
Hey. All right.
You're hiding all the secrets from me, man.
It was Sharkticons and
Panzer bots, yes.
God. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Throw these at me. I'm throwing them in my face. So,
So yeah,
man. So these guys are hanging out. They meet Orion Pax's best friend, and he has a best friend. He's got a girlfriend. He's the only girl on Cybertron we've ever seen on Cybertron.
And his best friend Dion.
What's that?
His best friend Dion.
Dion.
Which also like sort of leans into your Frankie Valli thing. It's very
Dion,
like
yeah.
doo-woppy and
Yeah,
stuff.
the Belmonts.
there's a lot of speculation that Dion was supposed to be rebuilt as someone else. Like, it's not true. He just died.
Yeah, I think
Spoiler for the episode.
he's also supposed to have been rebuilt as Ultra Magnus. I also
Yeah.
believe
That
he
that's a
just
fan
died.
theory, I think, for the most part. But yeah.
So the Decepticons are flying, and this is a new kind of robot that no
That's
one's ever seen
right.
before.
This
And
is
so
cooling
he's got his
robots.
own personal army that and they attacked a border town, apparently. And man, do we get the most prescient phrase? What do we care if there's a war?
Yeah. This
Man, and
is
that just sums up like 80% of the country right now. What do we care? I don't care. I don't
What
care.
do we care if it's a war? It won't affect
Who cares?
us. It's
Yeah.
on one of the outer colonies.
Yeah.
What do we care if ICE is taking me off the street? I'm not Mexican.
Man, Ed, you better start hiding, man. You're looking a little ethnic, bud.
At the election, after the last election, the first post that I put on social media was, I'm going to spend the next 4 years avoiding getting a suntan so that I don't get it's one of the
You
things,
have
but it's
tattoos
funny,
also, man.
but
You
it's
might get
not.
picked up.
Yeah, like I said, it's funny, but it's not funny.
It's
So
not. It's terrible
no,
for people it's
it's
happening to.
100% it's funny, but it's not funny.
Right.
Yeah.
But hold on.
Okay, Holden.
Prime Pax and Optimus Prime. Hey man, these dudes have the same initials going on here, and they wear the same. They both have red and blue, man. Is there some foreshadowing going on here?
Well, I mean, their initials are OP. I mean, it also stands for overpowered.
Overpowered, right.
Yeah. So, what is that also, a little foreshadowing? No, so we know what's about to happen. He's like, "Hey, I'm Megatron. Good to meet you." And like Orion Pax is like, "Oh, I'm a big fan of yours." And he just shakes his hand, and everyone's like, "Oh, Orion Pax is let's talk to one of those new robots." Wow. Suddenly, Orion Pax is the popular kid because he knows this cool flying robot.
Also, Megatron uses the exact same "I'm definitely not lying" tone.
it's so bad. And Orion is just the most naive idiot. Well, yeah,
Yes.
we just store all the energy here.
Right, this is
That's
where we keep all the
exactly.
energy, right here, the thing you're probably looking for.
Well, as a matter of fact.
A lot of really bad, like pro wrestling manager energy going on with
Oh,
join up with the Heenan family, like
yeah.
we won't turn on you in the steel cage match or anything.
Oh,
Yeah,
God. Orion Pax is like Sting every time he thinks he's gonna team up with the Four Horsemen.
Oh, man, poor Sting, dude. So Sting
Poor
just couldn't
Sting.
catch a break with the full horse. He wanted to be a horseman so bad.
Well, too bad he became the crow instead. Yeah, what? You know I'm right. So yeah, the whole plan is hatched once again. Like a second, there are so many plans going off that the Autobots are so naive about. There's a big battle that goes on, and Orion Pax and Ariel are gunned down. So they've got to do something, man. They gotta repair him somehow. This dude's just nice.
But they find this dude with the robo mustache.
He has the best 80s robo dad mustache from a sitcom.
He does, but he's also got he's got this kind of vibe almost like the voice doesn't sound like this at all, but something about the way his face is shaped, because he has like stuff over his eyes also and this little mustache. He reminds me of the Transformers version of Sam the Snowman, the Burl Ives Sam the Snowman from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, I can kind of see that.
He
Well, I can
looks
kind of see
like
that.
that was the first thing I thought of. I was like, man, he's gonna move like that and everything too.
Well, I
Who
don't
is it
know,
again?
because this wasn't this way the first time we met him, but did you guys notice that his voice is just Daniel?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not even Daniel like putting on a different voice. It's just Daniel.
Yeah. Well,
No, I'm sorry, Spike.
Spike, I was gonna
Spike.
say, like, you're getting a little ahead there, and I'm like,
I'm
but
getting way
Spike.
ahead. It's Spike.
Yeah, I was like,
I
who's
meant
Daniel?
Spike.
You'll find out. It gets the movie, man.
Continuity.
Gets
But
the
who is
movie.
this guy? He's cool.
I'm gonna go ahead and have a spoiler myself and say that my drink here is not tea.
Oh, good for you. I was
So
gonna. I didn't
that's
understand, but
why I
I
said Daniel instead of Spike.
forgot. Is that the reason? Yeah, I already did that earlier, which is why I was having tea. The honestly though, yeah, he's just a regular dude. Like, oh, well, guys, you may not recognize him because I had to completely rebuild him. Oh, first of all, he tries to say no, not in this end. You got to go somewhere else. And like, dude, you don't understand. This guy's gonna die.
Doesn't go to the next town for medical
Yes.
assistance. They're carrying this poor dude, and
It's
they're like,
100%. They ask him once, and he says no. And then they ask him again. It's like, okay, well, instead, I'll build him into the best robot ever.
yeah.
Like all they had to do was ask twice.
Yeah, there's it's like well, you guys, I had to completely rebuild him, and I increased his mass by like four times and made him like a really cool superhero look with a samurai mask. He's first of the bunch I'm gonna make, and this guy's name is Optimus Prime, just because he's the first one I made.
And also, is he's going to predict what the Peterbilt looks like in 10 million years in the future?
it. Like, you don't know what this is, but your kids on another planet are gonna love it.
Y'all aren't ready for this yet. Y'all aren't ready for Convoy for
Yeah.
Siberia yet. So hey, so somebody says, hey man, cool out. And I remember people in the movies in the 80s saying cool out. There's some movie that I've seen more than like 5 times where like a girl says cool out. And I think it's some low budget like VHS standard. But like I've never heard anybody say that in real life. I only heard that
It's
in
like
movies.
in Marvel Comics when people say cripes.
I say
I say
cripes
cripes.
all the time.
I've
No.
never said cripes. I've never heard a person say
You have
cripes.
Zach
Cripes,
says it
Jehu,
all.
just
Our
calm
friend Zach says
down.
it all the time. And
Right
I say it so much that my wife makes fun of me for it.
on. Okay. Then I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I picked it up from a friend of mine. He say it also, so he probably read it in comics. Anyways, yeah, man. And they were like, hey, he's got this girl. You want to re repair her too? Yeah, why not? While we're doing it, let's make Alita one.
He
Okay, so
hasn't even
all right.
seen her, but I'm like, I've already picked out a name for her,
Yeah.
which is kind of misogynist.
Nick.
Which is kind of like, I don't even know who this lady is, but I've already decided I'm going to make her into my dream girl.
He had this. She before she had this little ponytail thing going on. She looked like she was in a 50s doo-wop thing, and now she looks like a school marm.
So, the name Alita One, though,
Yeah,
was that a dig at Transformers or at
I
GoBots?
don't know.
GoBots.
Gobits,
Oh
I
yeah, because
don't
it sounds
know.
like Leader One. I'd
Leader
never thought
One.
of
That's
that.
the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, I was like Alita. I was like. Well, first I was like, oh, like Battle Angel Alita,
Right.
and but I
Yeah,
mean
yeah.
that didn't come out for that. That's like, 8 years after this came out, but then I was like, that sounds phonetically, it sounds a lot like Leader One.
It
It does.
kind
That's
of
true.
does.
I wonder if that's a dig.
I don't know. And they're all really concerned with like number designations. You know, Optimus Prime, I guess being a prime number. Alita One, you have A3 here, who we know is going to be Alpha Trion. So you have all these. So
You know
sorry, everyone who didn't pick that up.
that? I didn't
You did.
know.
You did too.
Spoiler alert for something that's a mystery for 8-year-olds.
Sorry, you didn't. I'm sorry you didn't pick it up, Ed.
Hey.
You're not 8 years old. I get
Yeah, well.
it. So, yeah, and they kind of fix everything, and then there's a, Optimus Prime's born, and there's this weird kind of time weirdness here coming up. They Wheeljack repairs the machine, and there's like an auto recall. They yank him back from the past and come out, and you're like, oh, we got him back, and they all kind of walk out, and Optimus Prime's like, you guys. That's all he says, like, hey, you.
Yeah.
And then we're all say, like, yeah, man, we know you too. You were there.
Well, they pull the old thanks, Optimus Prime, or should we say
Ryan back.
Ryan Pax?
That's
Or
right. That's what he does. A
yeah,
you.
and he's like, "Oh, it was you five that saved me," and like,
So we have a predestination paradox here because he built the aerial bots in the present time. They go back and make him. So if he doesn't build them, he's never made. So you.
I should say I was talking about this earlier, but they hint at Marvel Comics rules of time travel. They hint at Back to the Future rules of time travel, which is you can go back and change things and it will affect your future. But what they land on is Terminator slash slot lost rules, which is whatever happened, happened.
Yeah.
So they went back and facilitated the thing that happened, but it always happened.
Yeah.
But the one thing about the wonky time travel I don't understand, and I watched this episode twice, maybe you guys caught it. Why do they end up back in the future? I don't think Optimus brings them back. They just get blown up and then they're in
Yeah.
the future.
Well, he's putting a thing in there, like make sure that you put a recall in there. Like pull back when he repairs it. And that was like I almost feel like that was a thing like how that they someone was like reading the script like, well, how do they know where to go back to? Oh, we're gonna put a little line that says make sure you put a little like a fail-safe recall
Oh,
thing in there.
right on.
Yeah, it seemed like an afterthought they wrote into the script. Like there was like a little side note. Oh, make sure you say this too.
So it was like a limited time. They can only go back for like X amount of time, like in like,
guess.
was it Millennium? Was it Millennium that was like that, where that Chris Christopherson movie where you can only
Yeah,
go back for like an
really good
hour?
movie, by the way. I
It
like it.
is a good movie, and we've actually talked
We have.
about that movie on this show in the past. It is
Long
a
time ago, yes.
what's up?
Long time ago, yes, but we did. Oh, they had that weird that Android robot thing that was, sorry, robot that was in there too. I'm trying to remember the movie. Yeah, that was one of the first things, like, I saw Chris Christopherson as an actor. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Didn't know he was, I didn't know he was just rad, singer and all kinds of stuff at the time because I was young. But anyways, so I mean that is essentially War Dawn. And yeah, so hopefully we have cool guys that come from the past and realize or come from the future, realize that they when they come to the past, see us here, they fix things and they go back and they learn something from it. Because apparently Slingshot's like, no, that those Decepticons and Megatron are pretty awful people. Let's yeah, we're all right with the Autobots now.
I was kind of bummed with that ending though, because now, like, they're all gonna be Silver Bolt, you know?
Yeah, well, honestly, no, when you get the Carbamian, that's not true.
Okay, that's true.
Was a thief in the night. Yeah. There's so much good stuff still to come on that them, but they actually are one of the teams that last the longest in the TV show.
Right.
Like
Because
they're
they do a
just
lot in
always
season
there.
three.
Oh yeah, they're very prominent in season three. Which I kind of thought was weird because, you think like, well, they're going to move on to a new one. Nah, they're not. They're going to keep on talking about the old ones,
Right.
which is cool. I'm glad they did that.
Right.
But yeah, so we're even though we do have more combiners and combiner teams and stuff coming up, I don't. There are certain characters in these combiner teams that just show up over time. Like you just dead end from the Stunticons. It shows up for a long time. The Airobots do. I mean, and of course, Swindle. Swindle's the only
Swindle, yeah,
really
definitely.
good Combaticon.
Right.
Oh, God, I love Swindle. No,
Yeah,
that
who does his
Onslaught.
voice on Transformer Animated? It's somebody.
Oh, I gotta look that up because I remember that. I actually came across the
It's
figure.
like a comedy legend, but I can't think of who it is.
I'll have to look it up. I'll have to look
It's
it up.
not the dad on American Pie, but it's someone like of that nature.
Yeah, I mean, like Weird Al played Retgar in Transformers Animated, which is awesome.
That is awesome.
Oh, did you ever see that one?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Okay, good. I was gonna say,
Yeah,
like,
no, I'm a big fan of Transformers Animated.
it was a good show.
It's Fred Willard.
Fred
It's Fred
Willard.
Willard. That's correct. Yes, that's who I was trying to think of, Ed.
That because
I
he.
love Fred Willard. I loved Fred
Oh,
Willard because he's not with us anymore. But
yeah.
yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, look, Fred Willard as a Swindle in that show, he played like the guy, like, yeah, I'll do it for you. No problem. You can trust me. It with Fred Willard's voice, it's fantastic.
Nice.
So yeah,
Yeah.
that.
This was actually pretty good, except for the end. The end was kind of, but the rest of the episode was really good.
Yeah. It wrapped up a little too easily and quickly, I think.
Well, that wasn't like the battle at the end was pretty cool, and the Guardian robots actually looked very cool. Like
Oh yeah.
I liked it without the head. I thought that looked really neat,
Oh yeah.
like a
When
suit of
Shockwave
armor
brings back
almost.
a one, he's like, he doesn't have a head, so it'll lose mobility. I'm like, dude, that looks better.
Yeah,
He's like,
I thought it looked really cool. Like, it kind of reminded me of the guys from The Fifth Element, those big
Oh yeah, the
Oh,
Hulking
right
guys.
on. Like the whole, like the back,
Perfect
the
beings or whatever they are. Yeah.
So Kid Brain would have liked the focus on the planes and get to see a lot of Cybertron, because you don't get to see a whole lot of Cybertron in these episodes. Usually it's a glimpse. This is basically the entire episode of Cybertron. That was cool. And time travel is also very cool when you're a kid. Very cool when I was a kid, because I like Micronauts, and there
Oh
was a
yeah.
dude named a time traveler in Micronauts. And that guy was cool.
That guy was cool.
Kid Brain's gonna have to go 4 Jocastas out of 5, man. Adult Brain is not far off. I mean, it's cool to get an Areobot episode, even though Silver Bolt's kind of lame. And you get the they're walking the dark side. You get the whose side are they on? You get that's kind of cool.
Right.
But even though, I mean, I can't tell those guys apart from Silverbolt. So it's like, whatever. That's cool. But what I really like about this as an adult is that it kind of digs into like the prehistory of Transformers, and it kind of gives you some like foundation for the original like mythos and whatnot. To bring up Warhammer again, it kind of reminds me of in Warhammer there's a thing called the Horus Heresy,
Oh, yes.
where this dude Horus, spoiler, turns against the Imperium and goes to the, and that's kind of the foundational like mythos of Warhammer, which is and that
Amen.
is literally 64 books long.
I'm like four into it.
I mean, I've read, I think I probably read five of them. You can really skip around. You can read those first three and then you kind of go from there.
Yeah.
But
Flight of the Eisensteins brutal.
Flight of the Eisenstein is very brutal. But I mean, it's cool seeing like a foundational mythos like touched on briefly, like a condensed version of it like that. So
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. I liked it. And adult brain's gonna go for time traveling orcs that steal their favorite pistol out of five. Jehu, where are you at with this one?
Man, I went into it again thinking that it was going to be kind of a wonky continuity episode. So I was really surprised that it wasn't. That again, for what this is, where they're just trying to crank these out to sell toys, it was a pretty solid mythology. I didn't mention my favorite scene in the entire thing, which was there's one point where once they've traveled back in time and one of the Aerobots tries to explain the time travel logic to the other Aerobot. And the other Aerobot's response was just, huh?
Well, yeah, because he was going on about how like that hasn't happened yet, or we're not invented,
You haven't even been built yet, so
like
he
yeah, like
doesn't know
Megatron
yet.
doesn't know you because you don't exist yet. It reminded me of there's a one of those like memeified like social media posts where it was like the date that from whatever like that Marty went in Back to the Future. It was
Right.
like it was on that day, this woman's like, oh hey, today's the day that Marty went to the future, in Back to the Future 2. It's like, I wonder if people were talking about it in 1955. I wonder if people were talking about, hey, this is the day that Marty came back in 1955. And people
Right.
were like, the
Right.
movie wasn't made it yet. It was made in 1985. It didn't exist. And then she's like, well, it wasn't made in 2015 either, but people were still talking about it. It was like, what is wrong? What is wrong with you? Like,
Oh
yeah.
my God.
This is
I mean
hilarious.
that woman is either way dumber than us or way smarter than us. You know what I'm saying?
For the
Like
sake of
she's
argument,
experiencing time 4D maybe.
sorry, go ahead.
But I was gonna say, so adult me and kid me are on the same page. For different reasons. Kid me would have just bought into this. Adult me sees that these were guys trying to do something in the format that they have. So I'm giving it five Hans out of five.
Five what?
Huh. You know, as in that guy's response to the time travel question. Huh. I
yeah, man, honestly,
thought
this
you
is
said
one of the
hung at first. I was like, William
No,
Hung? Like,
this
what
isn't a
does he have to
Western,
do with
Ed. We're not talking about Westerns. I'm sure there's an
this?
Old West episode of the Transformers, but it's not this one.
Kind of is actually, but not in the American continuity. Okay, that's how nerd is that? So there's actually there's a lot of really cool stuff from this that people waited like 40 years. Like they just put out a set with Alpha Trion and Orion Pax or A3 or whatever as like exclusive figures. They just
Right.
recently did that. This stuff has been like this has been one of those episodes that has stayed in the franchise and stayed relevant for a long time. And man, it's relevant now as we all have talked about this entire episode.
Right.
And so yeah, man, honestly, this is fantastic. And I actually like that Slingshot becomes like from the heel. The naive heel that he is, he becomes like,
Right.
maybe we're pretty good with the Autobots. Yeah, dude. Yeah, maybe you are. Maybe they're not the guys who are gonna say, yeah, buddy. So yeah,
Right.
I'm gonna have to give this 4.5 nerd ASMR videos out of five. Yeah, that's it's gonna be for me. By the way, I've been over here tinkering this. These things still go so nicely. Look at that. Like, just it's so pleasing. Like,
Yeah.
it's so good still.
Man, I'm gonna say that neon yellow and purple color palette is still one of my favorite things.
Oh, dude.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best villain covers. That's you
Oh,
see
yeah.
that and it's like bad
That's a
guy. Green
bad guy.
Goblin.
That is a bad guy.
A little more neon on than the Green Goblin. Still, it's a bad guy. He looks really good. Oh, I'm sorry. Lex Luthor's stupid suit
Lex
thing.
Luthor
Oh.
is yeah.
His
Yeah.
super power suit, it had kryptonite in it. Yeah, that's stupid.
I
Anyways,
like
yeah.
that. I like that power suit from Superpowers. I thought it was
Oh, I
cool.
love
It is
it.
cool. It's stupid. It can be cool and stupid concept at the same time.
Well,
George
that just
Perez
describes everything
designed.
that I like. I mean,
Exactly.
right.
I'm not taking anything away from
Right.
that. I mean, like a neon pink roadster is a transformer, can be dumb and really cool at the same time, because it is. Anyways, yeah, sorry, I have my mess of stuff up here like I always do, even though I clean it up. So awesome, guys. I will say next episode is one of my favorites. Also, Cosmic Rust.
Oh, right on.
That's a really good
That's a
one.
pretty metal, pretty Neil Young
You want to talk about like,
That is a great Neil Young.
oh yeah, oh man. It also goes into some more past stuff. It goes into the lore a bit more, which is
Nice.
going to be awesome. So yeah, I'll look forward to that. And welcome back, Ed, and always good to see you, Jehu.
Thanks.
Of course, you're always welcome. It's always a blast. And
Well, I would
let's.
love to show up for Cosmic Rust if you guys
Oh,
will have me.
just keep coming on. Just keep
yeah.
coming.
As long as you
Okay,
have
will
time. I
do.
mean, I don't want to pull you away from your once a month other pod you work on, the Real
Right.
Phonies,
Yeah.
which y'all should check out. The Real Phonies, it's a lot of fun. REELPHONIES. I tried to spell in my head here. Anyways, y'all, thanks for being here, everyone. Give us a like, give us a follow. I want to say so. Thank you so much for thanks time, guys. Always a blast.
Oh,
Y'all.
can I plug a thing before I forgot to
Of
plug it.
course you can. No.
Since in my absence though, in the past couple of weeks, I actually joined another podcast myself. I'm sort of unofficially, officially the third guy on the Necro Macho Entertainment podcast, who is our friend of the show, Roy, who Jehu used to work
I
with.
know Roy.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you know
Hi,
Roy. So,
Roy.
yeah. I'm basically on that show on an ongoing monthly now also. So which is pretty cool. So
Sounds
talk
like
about dumb toy soldier games, and that's a lot of fun because I get to we don't have the clean tag on that show, so it's like I don't have to watch myself. I can say swear words on there.
yeah,
It's
you can drop the Smurf bombs. Yes.
a lot of fun.
Yeah, the man, it sounds like a Necromunda like a wrestling podcast.
It is. That's the
Oh,
that's
okay,
that's the
well
thing is,
that's
yeah,
Necromacho,
it's
it makes sense.
well In like just goofing around, those guys came up with a character called Necro Macho, who is
That you're
essentially
telling me.
a dude that kind of runs around Necromunda, but he has the voice of Macho Man Savage, and they hired an impersonator to record all these bumpers for it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And yeah, it's pretty cool. So that's like the intro is like the Macho Man stuff, and then there's like we have like fake ads, between segments and such, and yeah, he does a couple of those. There's a funny like Alex Jones knockoff character, and it's a good time.
Right
It's
on.
it's a lot
That
of
sounds
fun.
a lot of fun, man. Cool. Well, y'all take it easy. Have a great week. And man, Ed, like all time's sake, take us out of here.
Oh, roll out.
Thank you, God. More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.